station. A siren sounding the sinister call to all believers. A capricious devil who fascinates, stimulates, and devastates. Whether you believe or disbelieve, listen to this story.
Honolulu, Isle of Beauty, Isle of Heart's Desire.
Honolulu, paradise of the Pacific, Isle of romantic dreams.
I do not deserve such happiness here alone with you.
Alone with love and you. In your arms, bathed by the light of a Hawaiian moon.
On the beach of Waikiki with my sweetheart. The blue Pacific beating the shore at our feet.
A night just made for lovers. The hot trade wind blowing on my cheek intoxicates me. Hold me closer in your arms. Tighter. So tight that I can never escape you.
Yes, my love. I'll hold you as close as the summer sea holds the blue of heaven.
Tell me more, my lover. Talk until the end of time. Let me hear your voice, always. Oh, this is heaven. Tell me, my lover, what was the origin of this abode of beauty, the Hawaiian Islands?
A legend tells of a great bird swooping down from heaven, rested an egg on the ocean. It was hatched by the warm winds, and the Hawaiian group came into being.
And what put the million stars in the heaven that shine so bright tonight?
The great God, so lovers spooning under their influence would find something to talk about.
Oh, look, a shooting star. Quick, hurry, make a wish before the bright shining tail of it dies out in space.
Superstition. Shame on you, you pagan.
Superstition? Well, that may be. But your wish is bound to come true.
Silly rubbish. Shooting stars and shafts of lightning were the weapons of the witches.
Oh, you scoffer. Behind the shooting star is a great, profound thought.
Oh, yes?
Yes, indeed. A shooting star is looked upon as the track of an angel, flying to receive a departed spirit.
Do you really believe this?
Of course. And if a wish be uttered at the moment the star shoots by, that wish will go straight up to heaven to be answered at the throne of the deity.
And am I to believe this?
Yes, you should. I'm not superstitious about many things, but about the shooting star, I'm very firm.
Why?
Oh, a story I once read of Confucius, the Chinese philosopher. Way back in the 6th century.
That was during a gross mystical superstition which took the name of Taoism. I know all about that.
Listen to this tale and judge whether you believe or not. At the time I speak, China was ruled by a prince in each province. He ruled as a despot, and the people were ready to take arms against him. A youth complained bitterly to Confucius. Complained of...
Most learned Confucius, wisest man of all China, I kneel to your wisdom. I come for advice.
Arise, my son. What is your grief?
I make pilgrimage from the valley of Wang Ho. The ruler, Prince Chan Chao, does torture his people.
And how, my son?
Calls himself God. Makes laws to make misery for us. We are like birds beating our wings against a cage.
Birds who do that are found dead at the bottom of the cage. There is another way.
Tell me, most wise one.
Go back to the valley of Wang Ho. You will find the way yourself. Return to me just after 3 moons have passed.
Be grateful, lowly ones. Your ruler, Prince Chan Chao, speaks to you. I have commanded that the heavens open, and the heavens have. A great rain will fall upon your rice fields. And do not forget to share the rice with your prince. My grain bins are well nigh empty. I, Chan Chao, proclaim that henceforth all begging priests must let fall some gold in the palace at the Buddha shrine.
prince, the Chinese youth is here from the Yellow River. He is in the royal hall.
I will attend him. Begone.
Faithful but loyal people, Prince Chan Cha, your ruler, those within. Ere two moons have passed, I shall proclaim a new law.
I kneel to you, ruler of Huang Ho, in all submissiveness to authority.
You come from the knee of Confucius, the reformer, do you not?
I do. He teaches me submissiveness. I am on my knees.
The great Buddha, who speaks to none except a chosen few, has told me that you are an enemy of mine.
You are your own enemy. Most exalted ruler, so Confucius has said.
Confucius strikes a discordant note in my principality. He is degraded, and all China will repudiate him soon.
All China will someday revere him. And though I lose my head, I say the people will hate you.
Bitter words do not anger me. Until you read the Book of Propriety, your character cannot be established. Begone.
I rise from my knees to say, your rule has plunged the valley of Huang Ho into discord.
Your words fall like leaves from a tree. They bring no sound. Words from me fall like peals of thunder. Ere two moons have passed, a law of the Zodiac will control the valley of Huang Ho.
Zodiac? The puzzle of the devil?
The stars shall control the destiny of all Huang Ho and its Chinese people. The 12 signs of the Zodiac shall influence every worthy person's career and life.
Superstition? Deviltry?
I have decided to be the god of Huang Ho. I have great powers. All shall bend to me. The heavens obey me. My subjects must. The stars will guide us all.
You hold a sinful ambition.
Your tongue hangs very loose. I walked through Chiang Road last evening. A fair voice ravished me. Little Wee Ki was singing. The stars tell me Little Wee Ki was born in the sign of the Zodiac in the path of Aries, my celestial sign, the fire trinity.
I love Wee Ki, mighty ruler. Avenge yourself on me some other way.
Let your worthy advisor Confucius find the way.
Oh, Confucius, find me the way to destroy this evil ruler.
Most worthy son of China, arise. Tears standing in your eyes will dry. Your face will smile. There will be a way.
Oh, Confucius, sage of China, this unsacred ruler of Huang Ho aspires to be God.
To be God? He is cursed with ambition, an ambition by which the angel fell. That is the way he shall be destroyed.
How? Tell me how. Oh, most high-minded one, tell me how.
Return to the valley of Huang Ho, and ere the cock crows three times, your prince ruler Chan Shao will have passed into the valley of woe.
Kneel, unworthy ones. Turn your faces toward me and heaven. I am to be your god.
The ruler has gone mad.
I proclaim to all, the stars will rule your lives. Me and the Zodiac. Look heavenward. The twinkling stars number millions. Each star I hereby declare a Chinese being. Those stars will be your guides. Observe, my children. My words are true and commend themselves to your reason.
Confucius, I pray to the great Buddha. Oh, Confucius, watch over me.
Each star will have a name. Each night your star will appear. And if that star shall fall, it will be the passing of the soul to the great beyond. For I have spoken. Your god, the great ruler of the stars.
You are no god. You are a charlatan. I challenge you.
You defile me.
There is but one god, Buddha, the all-powerful one who performs miracles.
I am the reincarnation of Buddha. I am God. These people chant my praise.
They chant a curse beneath their prayers.
You shall die for this.
Look! The stars are falling from the heavens. See, many are plunging earthward. What is this sign, O ruler of the stars?
Departure of souls for the celestial spirit ground. To all those who express a wish before the brilliant streak dies out, the wish will be granted.
Test this fraud. Watch the heavens. The next shooting star will carry a wish of mine to the earthly throne. May the real God grant this wish.
Look, a shooting star. Wish, most unworthy ones. Then turn your faces to me, your God, and then to heaven, and wish.
Oh, Spirit of Buddha, guide the wish of these oppressed people to your throne.
Help me. I cannot breathe. I'm dying. Your prince is dying. Choking for air. I'm dying. Help me. Help me. I'm dying.
The people have wished. They hated him. And they have killed him.
So, you see, the wish came true. The people really hated him and wished for his death.
Their wish was granted all right. I wonder if one of mine shall be.
Well, that all depends. Oh, look, there's a shooting star now. Wish and we shall see.
I have wished.
What was it?
I wished that you'd marry me.
Yes, I will. And I've been wishing for a long time that you'd ask me.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you?